This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding ninjas. Welcome to another deep dive. Ready to ditch the fluffy bullshit and like get down to the nitty gritty?
The real shit.
Yeah, like the marketing tactics that will actually bring home the bacon.
I make that money, honey.
Exactly. We're going to help you build a business that doesn't suck, you know? Attract those dream clients.
It's like a magnet.
Yeah, a magnet for those awesome couples. And today we're dissecting, what is it called? Wedding business marketing. SEO, email, and networking.
That's the one.
Yeah. And let me tell you, this book is like, it's like a shot of tequila to the face of all that like unicorn fart marketing advice out there.
No sugarcoating here, just straight up.
Hardcore strategies.
That get shit done.
Yeah. So like right off the bat, this book calls out the bullshit of traditional wedding marketing, you know?
All that like spending a fortune on ads that barely
do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like saying relying on Zuckerberg to, you know.
To pay your bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen to that.
So the author, they emphasize building a sustainable strategy.
For the long haul.
Yeah. And for that, we got to master the holy trinity of badass wedding marketing.
SEO, email, and networking.
Think of it as like your marketing thruple. Each one is vital.
Each one brings something crucial to the party.
Okay. So let's start with SEO first.
Yeah.
I know it can sound intimidating as hell, but this book breaks it down so simply.
Even your grandma could understand it.
The SEO is how those couples actually find you online. It's like...
you know when they're frantically Googling, like, best photographer in Chicago at 3 a.m.
After way too much wine.
Exactly. Or champagne, whatever their poison is.
So how do we make sure our websites don't get lost in the, like, the depths of Google?
The Google graveyard.
Yeah, like... the bottom of the barrel.
Well, local SEO is where it's at. We have to make sure Google knows exactly where you are and what you do.
So scream it from the digital rooftops.
Basically, if you're a florist in, say, Austin, make sure your website is like plastered with Austin Wedding Florist, Texas Floral Design. You get the idea.
Okay, yeah. So claiming and optimizing our Google business profile is super important too, right?
Absolutely. It's like your online storefront, so make it look damn good.
Gotcha. Local SEO helps us, like, own the search results in our area. But how do we reach those couples who are, like, just starting to think about their wedding?
Ah, the dreamers.
Yeah, the ones who are just starting to, like, picture their big day.
That's where blogging comes in. Create content that answers their burning questions. Establish yourself as the expert.
So less bragging about ourselves and more, like, actually helping them.
Exactly. Give them valuable content that makes you the go-to guru.
Love it. Okay, but... I got to ask about this backlink thing. It sounds kind of sketchy, no?
Okay, so backlinks are basically endorsements from other websites. They tell Google you're legit.
Like little digital thumbs ups.
Exactly.
So how do we get those without, like, selling our souls?
You don't have to. Guests post on other blogs, collaborate with vendors, and get listed in those good directories.
Speaking of which, you know about EngageAF.com's directory, right? It's free.
It's a goldmine for backlinks and getting your name out there.
Free is my favorite four-letter word.
Mine too, honestly.
Okay, so SEO, we got that down. Now, what about email marketing? It seems so old school, but...
but it's still so damn effective.
Yeah, this book actually made me rethink email. I used to think it was, like, totally boring.
It's all about connecting with couples directly.
Honestly, I'm listening. How do we make it sexy and not spammy?
Lead magnets are your best friend. Offer something awesome for free in exchange for those email addresses.
Like, what if I'm a DJ? Could I offer, like... a free guide to creating the ultimate wedding playlist or something.
Perfect example. Give them a taste of your skills and get them hooked.
Genius. Okay, but how do we keep those couples engaged? Like, what if they ghost us after we send them a proposal? It's so frustrating.
I feel you. The ghosting game is brutal, but the book has tips for re-engaging them without being, like, desperate.
Give me the magic formula.
Craft those follow-up emails that remind them why they were interested in the first place. Make it personal. Highlight what makes you unique.
No generic crap.
And don't be afraid to offer an incentive, like a discount or a bonus service. Sweeten the deal.
Love that. Okay, so email is all about building genuine connections, not just spamming people.
Absolutely. Give value, be real, and don't be afraid to ask for the business.
All right, I'm digging this. So now let's talk about networking. And I don't mean those awkward, like...
stuffy industry events.
Yeah, with the bad wine and the forced smiles. Let's talk about networking that actually works.
Strategic networking.
Yeah, building genuine connections that lead to those golden referrals.
Because referrals are the lifeblood of any wedding business.
So how do we make it happen without feeling, like, sleazy?
It all starts with those venue connections we talked about earlier. They're like the gatekeepers to wedding bliss.
They have so much influence.
Seriously, if a venue recommends you, you're practically in.
How do we get on their good side? Aside from, you know, showering them with gifts.
Well, gifts never hurt. But seriously, attend their open houses, offer to do some free work for them, show them you're valuable.
We're not just selling ourselves, we're showing them we can add value to their business.
And remember those Engaged AF venue magazines?
Oh yeah, those are brilliant.
Market yourself directly to couples who are already dreaming about getting married at specific venues.
That's some next level marketing right there.
It's all about being strategic and targeted.
Networking doesn't have to be scary. It can be fun.
Absolutely. It's about building relationships, not just collecting business cards.
It's like dating, but for your business.
Yeah, you got to put yourself out there.
This has been a networking epiphany.
I'm glad.
So we've covered SEO, email, networking, like the trifecta of badass wedding marketing. But before we wrap up, I want to talk about the bigger picture. Like, how do we actually implement all of this? It can feel overwhelming.
Don't worry, we got you. Don't try to do it all at once. Focus on one or two strategies at a time, master them, and then you can, like, add more to your repertoire as you go.
Okay, pick a lane and dominate. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But where the hell do we even start? I mean, there are so many options.
Yeah.
This book suggests choosing strategies that, like, really vibe with your personality and your business goals, you know? If you're, like, a total tech geek, SEO might be your jam. If you love connecting with people, maybe prioritize networking.
So play to our strengths. I like it.
Exactly. And remember, marketing is not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. You got to be patient, experiment, try different things, and most importantly, have fun with it.
Okay, so fun and strategic, I can do that. But speaking of fun, let's circle back to those vendor BFFs we were talking about.
Yeah, vendor collaborations. They're like the ultimate power move.
Yeah, like teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Seriously, this book stresses how important it is to, like, partner up with vendors who offer services that complement yours. You know, you want to create that dream team for couples, make their lives easier.
So, like, photographers and videographers, planners and florists, DJs and lighting designers.
Exactly. You get the picture.
And it's not just about providing a better experience for couples. Also a huge marketing boost.
Oh, yeah. Big time. You can cross-promote each other's services, you know, on social media, offer referral bonuses, even create those package deals that save couples money.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. Everyone wins.
Okay, I'm totally on board with vendor collaborations. But what about those, you know, those industry events? How do we make those work for us without feeling, like, awkward and salesy?
Okay, first of all, ditch the idea that you have to be, like, this super extroverted, smooth-talking salesperson.
Thank God, because that's so not me.
This book actually encourages us to explore, like, online communities, go to workshops and conferences that, you know, align with our interests. You can even host your own events and bring together vendors and couples you vibe with.
Oh, I love that idea. Create our own little tribe.
Exactly. Remember, networking is about building genuine relationships, not just collecting business cards.
It's like dating, but for your business.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Put yourself out there, you know, make a good impression and nurture those connections over time.
Okay. Networking is starting to feel a lot less scary and a lot more exciting.
Good. That's the spirit. But let's not forget about those venue connections we talked about earlier. They're gold. Pure gold.
Right. Because they're like the first point of contact for so many couples.
They have so much influence on who those couples end up hiring.
So how do we make sure those venues are, like, singing our praises to every couple that walks through their door?
This book highlights a few key strategies. Like, first of all, make sure they know you exist. Attend their open houses, introduce yourself, make a good impression.
Okay, so be present, be visible.
Exactly. And then, you know, show them what you're made of. Offer to do some free work for them, like maybe photography for their website or a video for their social media.
Basically, show them how we can add value to their business.
Exactly. And don't forget about those Engaged AF venue magazines we talked about earlier. They're like a secret weapon for reaching couples who are already dreaming about getting married at those venues.
It's all about being strategic and targeted with our marketing efforts.
Absolutely. Now, remember those referrals we were gushing about earlier?
Yeah, the lifeblood of any wedding business.
Well, those venue connections can be a huge source of referrals.
It's like having a built-in network of cheerleaders spreading the word about how awesome we are.
Exactly. And when a couple hears a recommendation from a trusted source, like a venue, they're way more likely to book you.
It's like having a personal matchmaker, setting us up with our ideal clients.
Precisely.
Okay, I am loving this networking conversation. But let's be real. Actually, going out there and networking can feel a little intimidating, especially if you're not a natural extrovert.
Oh, I totally get it. But guess what? Networking doesn't have to be a stuffy, formal affair.
Always tell me there's a way to do it without like forcing awkward small talk.
There is. This book actually encourages us to think outside the box and find ways to connect with people that feel more authentic and, comfortable for us.
So like what? Give me some examples.
Well, you could explore online communities, like Facebook groups or forums where wedding professionals hang out. You could also attend workshops and conferences that, align with your interests. And you can even host your own events, like bring together like-minded vendors and couples for a fun and relaxed gathering.
I love that idea. It's like creating our own little community.
Exactly. And it takes the pressure off, You're not trying to sell yourself in a crowded room full of strangers. You're just connecting with people who are already interested in what you have to offer.
This is making networking sound a lot more appealing.
It should be. It's about building relationships, not just collecting business cards.
And remember, not every connection will turn into a referral goldmine, but the ones that do will be so worth it.
Exactly. Focus on building genuine connections and the referrals will follow.
Okay, this has been a networking revelation.
I'm glad we could shed some light on this often dreaded aspect of marketing.
It's all about finding what works for you, right?
Exactly. Find your own style, be authentic, and have fun with it.
All right, that's a wrap on part two of our no bullshit marketing deep dive.
Get ready for part three, where we'll reveal the secret sauce to actually implementing these strategies and taking your business to the next level.
Okay, so we've talked the talk. Now it's time to walk the walk.
Time to turn all this knowledge into action, baby.
Let's make this shit happen.
This book, it's not just about theory, it's about giving you those tools to actually implement these strategies.
And watch your business like explode.
Exactly. So let's break this down, make it simple, even if you're running on fumes and
Fumes
coffee.
and coffee, that's the wedding vendor life.
Truth. Okay, first things first, you got to get really clear on who you're talking to. Who are your dream clients?
The book calls it your ideal client avatar.
Yeah, sounds kind of cheesy, but it's important as hell.
Because trying to market to everyone is just, it's like,
Herding cats.
exactly, it's a waste of time and energy.
Get specific. Who are those couples that you just absolutely love working with? What do they love? What do they hate? What makes them click that book now button?
Okay, so we got our target audience like locked in our sights. Now what?
Time to create a marketing battle plan, baby.
Okay, so we got our SEO, our email, our networking.
The Holy Trinity.
Right. But we don't want to do everything at once, right?
No way. You'll burn out faster than a sparkler on New Year's Eve.
Pick one or two strategies to focus on first.
Master them and then add more to your plate as you go.
Okay, so how do we choose?
Think about your strengths and where your ideal clients are hanging out. If they're all about Instagram, then that's where you got to be.
Makes sense.
Okay, so we've chosen our weapons. Now it's time to make a plan, a real plan that actually gets shit done.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with it.
This book is all about breaking down those huge, scary goals into smaller, bite-sized
So
tasks.
it's less overwhelming.
Exactly. It's like planning a wedding, You don't try to do everything at once, right?
Oh, hell no. That's a recipe for disaster.
So create a plan that outlines the specific steps you need to take for each strategy. Let's say you're focusing on SEO. Your first step might be to, optimize your website content with those keywords we talked about.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Then, you can move on to building those backlinks, maybe by reaching out to other vendors for collaborations.
Breaking it down makes it feel so much more doable.
And here's a pro tip from the book. Set deadlines. Deadlines are your best friend when it comes to actually getting shit done.
Ugh, deadlines. But yeah, you're right. They do light a fire under my ass.
We all need that little push sometimes.
Okay, so we got our plan, we got our deadlines. Now, how do we make sure that marketing actually gets done? You know, when things get crazy busy, it's so easy to let it slide.
I feel you. This book emphasizes scheduling dedicated time for marketing.
Wait, like, actually put it in my calendar.
Hell yes. Treat those marketing appointments like they're client meetings. They're just as important for your business.
Okay, mind blown. I've never thought about it that
But
way.
Because if you don't prioritize marketing, you're basically like sabotaging your own success.
Damn, that's harsh but true.
And get creative with your schedule, you know? If you're a night owl, work on your marketing after dinner. If you're a morning person, tackle it before the world wakes up.
Find what works for you.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do it all alone. Delegate tasks. Collaborate with other vendors. Get your partner or a friend to help you out.
Build that marketing dream team.
Exactly. And lastly, don't forget to track your progress and celebrate those wins along the way.
Hell yeah. Got to celebrate the small victories.
Track your website traffic, email open rates, referrals, all that good stuff. Those numbers tell a story, and they help you see what's working and what's not.
Data is our friend.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we've covered pretty much everything. You feel ready to go out there and crush it?
I'm feeling fired up. This book has been a game changer. It's like, finally, someone is talking about marketing in a way that actually makes sense and doesn't feel like sleazy or overwhelming.
That's what we're here for, to cut through the bullshit and give you the tools to build a business that you love.
So to all you badass wedding vendors out there, go forth and conquer. Implement these strategies, experiment, have fun, and watch your business flourish.
And remember, we're here to cheer you on every step of the way. So tag us on social media, let us know how you're doing. And until next time, stay savage.
Cheers to building businesses that are authentic, profitable, and 100% bullshit free.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.